the outage on Saturday, there was something happened on the transmission system, and so we came in, sent people out to the substation, and at that time, the fire department was reporting two fires, one inside the substation and one outside. It's a combined substation with College Station Utilities and BTU. We both have facilities.
What part of BTU side was affected? What side of College Station Utilities was affected?
Well, essentially, there was a fire inside on some of the BTU facilities, and the system switched itself out to isolate everything else and protect the equipment. And that, of course, caused loss of power to the customers.
How many customers in the general geography?
We had about 3,000 customers out. Old Arrington Road, south of Highway 40, is where the substation's located.
Any determination on what started the fire?
A wire had come loose or burnt loose. We're still determining what caused that to happen.
Is it something that could be due to age and or weather and or anything else?
It's possible. I mean, these facilities are essentially out in the weather. We do a thermal check on our lines every 2 years. In fact, we're about to go out with a bid for our thermal scan for this summer. So we check those every 2 years. But something could have happened. Lightning could have hit it or something of that nature at some point in time and weakened it.
I've run across occasions where between winds and heat and even really cold and just plain age, you know, obsolescence, you know, a combination of those things can take those things out.
It could be many things. Again, we try to check that. We do a thermal scan every 2 years on all our transmission, all our substations, all our major distribution lines, all our switchgear, and anything we find, we correct.
So the power was rerouted and everybody was hooked up in what sort of window?
Because of the fire in the substation, we were unable to switch the transformers back on. So we had to do switching in the field. And within probably an hour and a half, we had half the customers back on. At that point in time, we were able to go ahead. BTU had the fire under control, and we were able to do switching inside the substation and get the rest of the customers back on.
So it is BTU's equipment then that received the fire damage, and therefore BTU is the one's going to have to replace it then?
Yes, BTU has already been working on repairs. In fact, I think they have repaired their equipment. They worked on that Sunday.
I take it this was a pretty unusual set of circumstances.
Yes, this is something that doesn't happen very often. The system did work properly. It protected the equipment from being damaged. It's just in that protection scheme, the customers lost power for a period of time.
Is there any concern that there may be additional outages as a result of the circumstances that led to this one happening?
No, this should be an isolated incident. And, of course, you know, it's just something that happens, like you said, with either age or weather or something of that nature, or even equipment failure. Even new equipment can fail.
Is there anything else for listeners?
One of the things is after we got everybody back on at about, I think it was about 7 o'clock, somewhere in there when everybody was back on, we worked till midnight getting the system repaired and getting it switched back to normal. And, of course, they didn't see that because we were able to do that without inconveniencing any customers.